We are now in Zvachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol hapsulim sheshachtu, a person who is not allowed to do the avoda because they have some sort of a psul. The shchita, however, if they did it, shchitas and ksherah, that shchita would be kosher. We are going to learn that there are four primary parts of the avoda of a karbon. There is the shchita of the karbon, there is the kabbalas hadam, the receiving the blood in a vessel. There's the transferring, the halacha, which is transferring the blood to the mizbeach, and then there's the actual sprinkling of the blood. It's called shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. The Rav explains that the halacha that you have to have a kohen doing the avoda only applies from kabbalah and on. However, shechita, that may be done by a Yisrael, by a non-kohen, and it also can be done by even a kohen who is pasul. So therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that the people who are pasul to do the avoda, the shechita, however, would be kosher if they did it. Shehashechita kosher bezarim, because shechita is kosher to a zar, and Yisrael can do shechita benashim, a woman can shecht the karban be'avadim, an eved can shecht the karban, and the Yachin points out that this includes an eved kenani, ubetameim, or a person who's tamei, a kohen is tamei, may also shecht a karban. The Mefarshim speak out that l'chatchila, a person who is tamei should not shecht a karban because there's a chashash, a gezeira, maybe he'll come to actually touch the meat of the karban and make it tamei. There's another issue here, which is that a tamei is not allowed to come in the azara. So what would be a practical scenario where a tamei shechts? The Mefarshim say it has to be talking about where he had a very, very long knife and he himself stood outside the azara and shechted the karban from there. So they are all allowed to shecht the karban, afilu bekatchei kachem, even if the karban is in the category of kachei kachem. Obivad shelo yutumeim noigim bebasar, however, those who are tamei may not touch the flesh of the karban. Lefikach, since these people are allowed to shecht the karban, heim paislim b'machshava. If they had the machshava of pigel, of chutz lezmane, that we discussed in the previous prakim, or they had machshava of chutz lemkaimai, which also makes a karban invalid, that would invalidate the karban. Since they are allowed to do the service of the karban, their thoughts would be able to invalidate the karban. V'kulan shekibul asadam. However, what if, once they shechted it, they mistakenly continued on and did the kabbalah asadam, receiving the blood, the part of the service which is only permitted to be done by a kohen kosher? If they did it, and they had the intent of chutz lezmanei or chutz lemkaimai, of doing it at the wrong time or the wrong place, so here, their thoughts will not be that significant, because since they're not allowed to do the avoda, their thoughts are not that effective, and therefore, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still blood spurting out of the animal, which can be used for the service, yachzer hakasher v'yakabel, another kohen who is kosher, a kohen who is kosher should slip on next to the animal, be mekabel a bit more dam from the karbon, and then use that blood to continue the service. Mishnah base. Kibel hakasher v'nasan l'pasul. What if the person who was mekabel the dam and he did it properly, he then took the blood and he handed it over to a pasul, or if he handed it over to either a Yisrael or to a woman or to an eved or to a person who's tamei, then yachzir l'kasher. The person should simply give it back to the kasher. And the Riochen points out, because although he handed it to the pasul, it's no different than him taking it and putting it down on a table. And just like if he puts it on the table, he is allowed to pick it up. So too, if he gave it to someone who was not allowed to do Kabbalah Sadam, but that's okay. It's as if he put it on a table. However, if that person would take one step towards the place where they have to do the Zrika Sadam, that would mean that they're involved in the Hailacha of the Dam. In that case, it would not be okay. So therefore, if Kibel HaKosher, the Mishnah says, if a Kosher, a person who is valid, accepted the blood, v'nasan l'pasul, and he handed it over to a person who cannot do it, yachzir the kasher, merely give it back to the kasher and let him continue doing the service. Kibel b'minay, let's say he was mekabel the blood, he received the blood properly in his right hand, v'nasan l'smaylay, but then he transferred the klisharis, the vessel, into his left hand. So, again, he didn't do anything wrong yet, it's simply like putting it on a table, so yachzir l'yamino, he merely has to put it back in his right hand, and then he can start doing the halacha, walking towards the place where it will be sprinkled. Kibel b'klisharis. What if he did the Kabbalah Sadam properly with a klisharis? V'nasan b'klichol. Then he poured it into a mundane kli, a kli which is not designated for the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, Again, yachzir l'kli kodesh, all he needs to do is put it back in a kli kodesh. What if nishbach min hakli? Let's say you accepted the blood properly into a kli. Then it poured from that kli onto the floor, al haritzbah, via safay, and then you gather it together and you put it back into the kli. Kasher, that would still be valid and you would be allowed to sprinkle the blood. The Bartanura points out, however, that if it spilled directly onto the floor before there was kabbalah b'kli, then the blood would not be valid for zirika. Now the Mishnah continues. Nasnu al-gabi akevesh. Let's say the person put the blood on the ramp. It was supposed to be put on the mizbeach, but instead he put it on the long ramp that leads up to the mizbeach. Or if he put it shelo keneged ha-yisod, let's say the blood was supposed to be put on the above the yisod, and he didn't put it in the right location. That's the base that goes around the mizbeach on some of the sides. Or nasan asanitanam lamata, if you put the blood that was supposed to be put below the chut hasikra, that's that band that goes around the midpoint of the mizbeach, and instead of putting it below that line, lamala, he put it above the line. Or asanitanam lamala, the ones that are supposed to be put above the line, he put lamata below the line. Asanitanam bifnim, or blood that's supposed to be put in the heichal, perhaps he put it bachutz. Or asanitanam bachutz bifnim, or blood that was supposed to be put on the mizbeach outside, he put in the heichal. So what he did is invalid. So the only way to resolve this is im yesh dam hanefesh. If there's still blood coming out of the neck of the animal, which is called dam hanefesh, then yachzar hakasher v'yakabel, another kohen should quickly run over, be makabel the blood in a kli, and then that blood would be allowed to be used for the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash.